Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, which offers stories, insights, and techniques to discover and use the universal laws of energy for multidimensional healing, spiritual communication, and for personal development. Today I welcome Marlise Carlin, author of The Simplicity of Stillness Method, which is scientifically based, researched sound recordings of music and words that transmit advanced life energy offered in three different formats, which may help to rewire your brain and access your highest potential. As always, we will focus on universal energy, as energy is everything, and living in alignment to higher energy always offers untold possibilities for greater awareness and for achieving our true potential. Hello, Marlise, and thank you for joining me for a second interview on Healing From Within.
Hi, Cheryl. It's wonderful to be here with you. Thank you for inviting me.
Marlise, as listeners of Healing From Within have become accustomed and they are aware, my guests and I share our experiences and methodologies for accessing our intuitive, innate inner wisdom or soul energy so we may learn to conquer fear, limitation, personal problems, thereby increasing our personal power, which enhances all aspects of life, and we are then able to contribute more to ourselves and our communities. It is definitely through this inner search for connection to our higher energy or self that will help us know ultimately who we are and how to use the laws of energy for self-improvement, better relationships, health, prosperity, and quite simply what everybody on the planet should want, happiness. In today's episode of Healing From Within, we will share several of Marlise's interactions with people who attended her advanced relaxation training seminars and were able to work through tremendously challenging restrictions to their happiness and their well-being. Marlise Carlin has worked with traumatized veterans, sufferers of ALS and their caretakers, inner city youth, indigenous tribes, and medical care facilities in Africa, Cambodia, Europe, and the United States. My congratulations for the good work that you're doing.
Thank you. And
the distance you travel to do it. Marlise, I often like to ask my guests to think back to their childhood, to remember a person, an event, or a feeling that may have been a clue or a cause for discovering the work and values and life they are now living as an adult. Because I believe we come into this world with a life plan, a destiny, a source of energy that seeks to know ourselves better. And life offers us those opportunities. So what comes to mind?
Well, I'll tell you, Cheryl, how I developed the Simplicity of Stillness Method, which is three elements, by the way. It's a holistic method. It has tools, teachings, and a meditation technology. But how that came about is that I was intimately connected to trauma and stress in my life from a very early age, growing up with an alcoholic and abusive parent. And so this created a lot of trauma, emotional trauma in my life that in later years turned into illness. And I suddenly realized the deep connection between the anger, the stress that was in my mind and body, and the illness when I kept ending up in the hospital again and again, even from having simple thoughts of how angry I was at my father. And so I realized that there was something beyond this, and I wanted to find out what it was. I wanted to find a way to have better answers, to release myself from that pain from childhood. And actually now what I've discovered and I talk about in the Simplicity of Stillness Method book is actually the generational stress that many of us literally are born with. So it is interesting how at youth it can all of a sudden be that springboard into where we're destined to be.
Well, that's absolutely so. it would seem that everybody's childhood and the traumas and the patterns that are set up, sometimes by a parent who has an issue or a problem such as yours, but generally it's by all the adults around us who have also assimilated their own fears in the world and been given the wrong information as children. So I'm going to say I think almost every child has to go through this process, and they have to spend the rest of their life doing self-investigation to understand what was imprinted on them at a cellular level, which eventually does present itself as disease or illness.
Yes.
Or discomfort, well, you know, in the body. And there's nobody on the planet who is not experiencing this.
Well, what I found, I spent 25 years doing research in meditation, in holistic traditions and therapies, as well as science. And that's what helped me develop the Simplicity of Stillness method. And then what I experienced was so extraordinary. The depth of what I experienced was so profound. And then what happened in the coming days, how rapidly I began releasing fears from the past. Addictions even began leaving me. So many things changed. I realized that I wanted to continue this research to find out how to get back to what I call that silent intelligence that exists in each one of us. And what you spoke about with the trauma that people can experience, what I have found through my research is that the study of epigenetics is the science is now letting us know that actually you could have a predisposition to anger, anxiety, worry, all these different traits from having the environment that surrounded someone in your lineage. And so if they were in war or experienced any kind of trauma in their own lives, it turned that epigenome switch on, which then carried through and could be what you arrived when you were born. So this is something, and you're right, it's in the cellular system of our body. So as we find these therapies that can begin to release this from the body, suddenly that happiness is just naturally there.
Absolutely, and that's what we're hoping our listeners are beginning to understand. There is hope and possibility for anyone, no matter what they suffered in childhood, to release and go beyond and find their divine gift, which is to be safe and happy and loving and live a prosperous life, a fulfilled life. Now, I just recently read that little girls, are more likely to develop anxiety and a system of patterns of trauma,
mm-hmm.
and more likely than boys. So that's got something to say about how parenting and our educational system and our medical system is addressing the gender difference. So that's another thing that we can think about. And we're going to go on to something else. You wrote something which explains what you were just talking about, how you became aware of this energy and innate intelligence. And you wrote, for many people, it arrives through the doorway of a challenge, a job loss, a death, an illness, or major life crises. Rarely do we consider these ordeals messages, but indeed mine were speaking too loud to be ignored. As the saying goes, you can run, but you can't hide. Somehow I had gotten lost along the way. I applied the tools I had personally synthesized from the various traditions I had studied, which now included setting a razor-like focus of intention with making requests and converging the potency of a stillness meditation developed from energetic healings I had received. The answers soon arrived. What are your conclusions about the system you were now using so fully?
Well, let me explain in that what the Simplicity of Stillness method does and has evolved into, which is so helpful to people, is that now when you listen to the meditation technology, it literally allows you to access that state of deep relaxation and deep peace within 5 to 11 minutes. That's it. So any complaint about not having time, 5 to 11 minutes, and you experience it. And the second point about it, that's so extraordinary. So many people have had the complaint, and I understand it completely, that, oh, I just can't do that. I can't meditate. I can't become still. My mind just chatters. Well, the good news is your mind doesn't have to be still for it to work. It's amazing. The people who, you know, seen PTSD from 30 years begin shifting and releasing. People who've had addictions and watched them suddenly begin shifting within 30 days and even less time just by listening to the recordings and doing the different tools. So what I became committed to and has seen happen through the last over 10 years of case studies is how this method works in less time, without your mind having to become still, and it helps to shift those cyclical habits, you know, that keep repeating around and around.
Yes.
So that you can experience more of that joy that is innate within you, because it just ignites that those biochemicals that we actually naturally have within us, and you feel like bubbles of joy and so much happiness in short amounts of time. So that's really the good news is, you know, sometimes we put too much thought into how can I do this and I don't like this and blah, blah, blah. Well, that's just the mind making up a conversation about the past. Let it go.
Yes.
Just be in that experience and watch what starts to happen. It starts to rewire your brain into new experiences.
So, Marlise, it is this stream of indefinable energy that's coming through like a form of liquid love, and then negativity is drawn out and old thoughts and images are released. So your system is connected to this universal energy and has a way of helping people relax so their whole body can sort of connect to their inner being, their soul being, and perhaps remember more of who they are and let go of less of what has been offered to them in the way of beliefs that might not be enough for them.
But what it
to
does in that, yeah, and what it exactly, and what it does is I would define that energy, as you spoke of it, in a million different ways, because it all depends on the individual. Because when I did the scientific study with people with ALS, there was people from every religion you could think of. And they all, 96.5% of people, experienced calm and peace within minutes. So you can define it any way you want, but what you're accessing is that potential within you that can begin the self-healing process. And why it has such a unique identity to it, the simplistic stillness, is because similar to Eastern healing therapies like acupuncture or Qigong
or Reiki,
Jinchen,
which
Jutsu,
I do, or Reiki energy healing and cranial sacral,
yes,
many other healing modalities which tap into this energy force help the body to relax and reprogram.
Yeah, well, I wasn't aiming at that part, but yes, those absolutely do that. What I was aiming at is that, and I only speak to the ones that I've done specifically so that because that's, you know, the best way to keep really clear,
yes,
with the work, is that what I found was, see, when I was ill and I began doing these specific therapies that I spoke of, I began healing rapidly. And so it wasn't through the mind anymore, and it wasn't through anything except that it was going into the cellular memory within the body. And it worked so profoundly, and that's what I've seen happening with the simplicity of stillness method, because the change that you see in a human being can be so rapid that it doesn't make sense to us, except when you realize when that cellular memory that we all hold begins to diminish, of course it opens us up into that exquisite place that exists within every single human being. And we start accessing more of that potential that we all have.
Absolutely. That was beautifully said. We all have it. This is for everyone. And it is just a matter of learning, as they say in the song, to let go. of a lot of things that do not serve us any longer. Now, many people express the desire to know what peace is and how to attain a state of higher consciousness. And your healing method, as many healing methods, do seek to achieve this higher state of consciousness and peace, which ultimately tells us the truth about who we are as energy beings or spiritual beings. And once you learn that, it releases a lot of the fear that many people walk around with. So we're dealing very much with the unconscious mind or intuition or inner being, and we're letting a lot of the issues of the mind or ego go in order to attain these states. So tell us what peace is to you and why it is so crucial now in these most challenging times that the world is facing for us to all begin to understand more about this intuitive life force and the reason for having a life at all.
You know,
it's a big question, I know.
No, it's fine because, you know, I've seen it with millennials, the new kids, mm-hmm. who have found this work and within minutes began feeling that calming sensation moving through their entire body. And they're working 100 miles an hour, going to college, and all of a sudden, even how they deal with people around them begin shifting literally within 24 hours. So that is emanating peace. And it's emanating it in such a way it not only transforms your life, it transforms the lives of those around you. It changes your interpersonal relationships. So it isn't that we have to consciously change our belief systems when the negative places begin dissolving just because we're filled with that potential that we are. I've seen when I was in Cambodia and I offered this training at a hospital there to kids and doctors and surgeons, how one man said to me the next day that he had so much distress from the time of the Khmer Rouge, which is, again, what happened during Vietnam. Mm-hmm. So a lot of pain and trauma in people's lives. And he said, for the first time in this program, I felt my past leave me. So this is where we don't have to think our way through it. We almost just allow it.
Absolutely. We have to feel our way
and
through
within.
It.
Yeah. And it just, you experience it so profoundly, you're like, oh, that's what it is. So
yeah.
It's experiential. There's nothing you have to believe in, because the moment you listen to even a 5-minute recording, which I have a free gift, a 7-day free gift for everyone on my website, then you experience it and you know exactly what's being spoken of, and you tap into that potential within you.
Yeah, so I'm going to say I sense that peace may well be the recognition of this inner being, awareness, and the acceptance of life as it unfolds for each of us without judgment and blame, and the mind, using the mind, without self-recrimination. So it's a freedom to surrender to the goodness of life and to the best of our ability to deal with all the challenges in the most positive way we can. And in The Living Spirit, my book, I describe peace as follows, which I believe you are trying to express also. We should aim to become a person who doesn't find fault in others, moving past personal obstacles with courage, hope, and faith to find peace. Be free of any influence of others, that state of mind, peace away from you. How simple it is to see that we can only be happy now, and there will never be a time when it is not now. So this is what we want our listeners to know. And millennials, the children you were talking, young people you were talking about, they're very interested in improving the world and being into the truth and not being restricted by other people's systems. And they are probably going to be the young people who are going to bring this system out into the world full force to help in so many areas of our lives. So let's go on to something else.
That was beautiful, Cheryl.
Oh,
that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I couldn't agree with you more.
You know,
when we all experience that peace and we send it out from all of our actions and who we are in our relationships with people and with the world, then the world begins to shift, doesn't it?
Yes.
So, you know, sometimes it's difficult not to be non-judgmental, but when you experience that profound what is of value within you, then you recognize everyone has that place of value within themselves.
Yeah, and it becomes easier if
yeah.
you practice and you allow this and you step back when you feel anger. You know, one of my Reiki principles is be slow to anger, be slow to fear, appreciate all people as they are. And if you live those words, if you try in every instance when you are disturbed, and of course we will be, we're only human, but the point is we can step back and not allow ourselves to go into that state. It doesn't have to pull us in. We can let it pass, and it takes a very short time for it to pass, and then we're in another experience, and we can again be at peace and be happy. And, you know, even before you and I are speaking here today together, we had a nice conversation by email where you wished to know what my listeners would know. And these were some of the concerns that I have now, and you do too, about bringing healing to each person individually and ultimately to communities and to the troubled world we're living in. So it begins with each of us, and that is what we're working to begin, the self-investigation, so we can all find greater peace and health and vitality.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be complicated.
No.
That's what I like. This, the simpler we keep it, just tapping in 5 minutes a day, and all of a sudden you find it starting to happen within you. And that's how, and in today's busy world where no one has time for anything, finding out that you can tap in just by, you can take these recordings that I was inspired to develop of the method, and within five, like I said, sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes 11 minutes, you can play it on your iPhone, you can play it on your MP3 player, and you'll suddenly find, even if you're angry or if you're confused as you're listening, you start breathing deeper. You suddenly feel
you suggest three steps to rewire your brain and access your highest potential. And this music and the words, the system, are doing just that. So what are the three steps to making these changes by listening and being part of this quiet time of downloading universal energy to let you begin to feel and know you're part of this experience? What are the three steps?
Select, listen, enjoy.
Okay.
It couldn't be easier than that. You select which tool or which meditation technology is best for you in the moment. You listen to it because they are made in many different formats. And you, as you listen to it, you already begin to feel that shift happening within you. And then the third step is enjoy. You just enjoy what you're experiencing. And then what the inspiration that comes to you, either in that moment or in the coming days, you take action on it. And that's how simply you begin to see your life change. Just that simple. Select, listen, enjoy.
Yes, and listen is an important word to begin to experience what's around us in this divine energy and this sense of knowingness. So I'm going to say that's a very important aspect to beginning any healing journey. Now, what would you like readers to take away with them?
Well, I totally agree with what you said, but in the three steps, the listen simply pertains to listening to the meditation technology. Because it's when you listen to that, that what's so beautiful about it, the mind thinks, oh, I'm listening to music, I like that. But this music is coupled with that silent field of intelligence. So suddenly, it just drops you into this whole different space. And you find yourself like swimming in a sea of calm and of beauty. So in this moment, it's not about like an awareness. It's more about just listening to the technology and allowing yourself to be with whatever is there. But I totally agree with what you said. There is a beautiful listening that we should all do in life that will help us in so many different ways. But in the three-step process, it's simply about listening to the meditation technology.
Well, I also thought perhaps that's coming through, too, that higher self of sense of self and also that higher consciousness that's being brought in by the music and words of your system. I would think that's there also as a result of your experiences and all your travels and all your connections. And it's part of what you're downloading and what you're offering to others.
What this technology does is actually activate that potential within you. So who's ever listening, what you experience is the immense potential within yourself. So at that point, it has nothing to do with me. All I did was develop the technology. And now as you listen to it, it opens that immense potential in you, because I suggest we all have extraordinary potential, but because of the busyness of the day and because of the traumatic memory that's stored in our body, sometimes the blocks are in the way, so we can't hear that potential. We can't feel that core of calm that it can offer us. And so that's what it's opening up.
That's what we're trying to connect to. That inner being that connects to the universal energy for all of us to know more about who we are. I want to thank you, Marlise Carlin, author of The Simplicity of Stillness Method, for your well-written and clearly defined analysis of energy awareness, mindfulness, and energy healing, and for exposing people to the truth that we hold within us the innate intelligence and knowingness to make choices to heal our emotional, physical, and spiritual issues by aligning to our highest soul energy and recognizing our true spiritual and human potential. For more information, go to the SOSmethod.com, and also Marlise is offering, as she said earlier, a special 7-day free gift for you to become aware and to become familiar with her work. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have shared Marlise's discoveries, travels, and her evolving awareness that led her to develop her own system for using words, music, and meditation to create an environment of stillness for her clients and listeners who can begin to find alignment to universal energy. There are many energy practices that offer this entrance into an inner view of life and self and offer possibilities and the means to find peace, healing, spiritual awareness, and a complete view of life and offer possibilities for growth. But I feel that each of us is guided to have the experiences and meet the people who will broaden our learning experiences so we may once again remember and embrace the truth of our unique soul essence and finally realize, as Marlise wrote, energy is not just an abstract conceptual theory. It is something that affects our lives that can be worked with and experienced. We are surrounded and often bombarded by dense energy from the electromagnetic waves that power our media and technological systems, to people sending out unconscious negativity, and from various other frequencies that drain and exhaust our innate abilities, and these dense electromagnetic waves could possibly lead to various disorders, memory disruption, insomnia, hormonal imbalances, and cancer. Connecting with a high energetic flow that harmonizes, nurtures, and fosters well-being in you is an essential element to combat this influence. Marlise and I would have you begin to open your minds to further realities that may exist beyond the structures and patterns or beliefs of your earlier life. Many may have been unclear or untrue, which may have restricted and limited your view of your innate abilities and your ability to find peace and love, and also to know that the universe, in its infinite wisdom, provides for your evolution and personal growth. if you allow yourselves to move past the fear of the mind and find the key to fulfillment and happiness lies within you. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, author of The Living Spirit, and I invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read about and listen to leaders worldwide express their dreams and hopes for a unified and more vibrant human community and who offer ways and means to achieve that goal. Shows may also be heard on DreamVision7Radio.com and WebTalkRadio.net. Thank you.